They were hiding behind hay bale. They were planning in the full moon. They had given all they had for something new. But the light of day was on them. They could see the thrashers coming, and the water shone like diamonds in the dew. And I was just getting up, hit the road before it's light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun. Where the eagle glides descending, there's an ancient river bending through the timeless gorge of changes, where sleeplessness awaits. I searched out my companions who were lost in crystal canyons when the aimless blade of science slashed the pearly gates. It was then that I knew I'd had enough, burned my credit card for fuel, headed out to where the pavement turns to sand. With the one-way ticket to the land of truth and my suitcase in my hand, how I lost my friends, I still don't understand. They had the best selection, they were poisoned with protection. There was nothing that they needed, nothing left to find. They were lost in rock formations, or became park bench mutations. On the sidewalks and in the stations, they were waiting, waiting. So I got bored and left them there. They were just dead weight to me. Better down the road without that load. Brings back the time when I was 8 or 9. I was watching my mama's TV. It was that great Grand Canyon rescue episode, where the vulture glides descending on an asphalt highway bending through libraries and museums, galaxies and stars, down the windy halls of friendship to the rose clipped by the bullwhip. The motel of lost companions waits with heated pool and bar. But me, I'm not stopping there. Got my own road left to hoe. Just another line in the field of time. When the thrasher comes, I'll be stuck in the sun like the dinosaurs in shrines. But I'll know the time has come to give what's mine. Thank you.
17 long years. Now it's been all my money on whiskey and beer. I go to
have everything that's wrong with me. Crippling fears and wasted years and those ahead, I don't know what they'll bring. Sometimes when it's dark, I lie beside old photographs. Times that in my head I've left behind, though now I wish I could go back. This fish ain't out of water, but this water's not for me. I've been thinking that my timing's right, just not the place to be. Won't look in your eyes when walking down a busy street. Too much for this little space. You crowd the place and fuck the human race. Sometimes it's just to shut you up. Now and then I pray and hope that soon I'll get my turn. Though I know it's not more than a precious day until the sky will burn. Now and then I tell myself it's not them only me. Life is what you make it while you're blind to things that you don't want to see.
This time of year, close the highway down. They don't warn the town. I've been fighting second gear 15 miles or so, trying to beat the angry snow. And I know it. Every town worth passing through, what good does no one do? No one to show it to. And I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling. Traveling alone, I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? Won't you ride? I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio. Long, long. Damn near strangled by my appetite, Ybor City on a Friday night. couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. She said, come see me on a better day. She just danced away. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling.
Chirping, the water is high. There's a soft cotton dress on the line, hanging dry. Windows wide open, African trees. I bend over backwards from a hurricane breeze. Not a word of goodbye, not even a note. Seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped in to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a-talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat. She gave her heart to the man in the long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say. It is true sometimes, you can see it that way. People don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in a long black coat. It's gone the water, it's been there since June. Tree trunks uprooted neath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling force. Somebody is out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She'd gone with the man in the long black coat.
Naked, you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. But there's something happening here, and you don't know what it is. Your head, you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says, it is his. And you say, what's mine? And someone else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? Yes, 'cause something is happening here, but you don't. So you hand in your ticket, and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak. And he says, well, how does it feel, my friend, to be such a freak? You say, impossible. Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have so many contacts out there among the lumberjacks to get you the facts when someone attacks your imagination. Nobody has any respect. Anyway, they always expect you to just give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. Well, you've been with the professors, and they all like your looks. With great lawyers you have discuss lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, yet it's well known cause something is still happening here. You don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself, then he clicks his high heels. Without further notice, he tells you how it feels. And he says, here's your mouth back, thanks for the loan. And you know something's happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? See this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, good God, what's happening? And he screams back, you're a cow. And give me some milk or go home. Yes, and now you're positive something's happening, and you wish you knew what it was, don't you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. To put your eyes in your pocket, nose in the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming round. You should be made to wear some earphones, cause something is happening here. You don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?
If I only
wouldn't be here in this bar trying to get to you. As I'm waving you goodbye, following the lines to try to get to you. Still the echoes fill the void, your eyes roll in your head as you slowly disappear. Still hard to rearrange the distance made it strange. I'm still trying to get to you.
Start to fade. You could steal my livelihood and send me on my way. I know it's old, but I was caught out in the rain, so I rested under a bridge. I made some new friends, and I wept and I wept. Do you really think that I'd just stand in line, wait around for you until whatever time you like? I took the pieces of a broken heart, and I had no choice. Heartbreak on the 101. Heartbreak on the 101. I'm over it. You leave me more damaged every day. You took my entire world and threw it all away. It's cold outside, I need a place to lay, so I rest beneath the bridge with the friends that I made. Couldn't really think that I'd just stand aside, take up something new, start another life. Look at the pieces of a broken heart and see what you can do. Heartbreak on the 101. Heartbreak on the 101. Yeah, I'm over it. Can't think that I'd just slowly fade away. You could put me on the sidewalk with a suitcase. I know it's over and it sounds a bit cliche, but I want you back so badly. The pieces where they lay. I pray for your return. There's no sign of sleep. Time. I can't seem to get it right.
or break on the 101. Everybody watch, everybody look, or break on the 101. Heartbreak on the 101. Heartbreak on the
I remember where I was when I first read William Burroughs, Shelley's Lover Dead. Put a eyeball glass on top of her head and missed. And I wonder if he knew it right then, or if it took a while to sink in, that he would never come back again, not from this. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Well, I heard he hopped a boat to the east, looking for that opium release, and hiding from that final scene with his next fix. And all Jack's horses and Ginsburg's men couldn't put him back together again. He was broken by the weight of his sin and his pen. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time. Baby, sit still and close your eyes. It's only the price of a good time.
Yourself a new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps, with a book I haven't started yet, watching all the girls walk by. Could I take you out? I'd be yours without a doubt, on that Big Dipper. And if the sound of this, it frightens you, we could play it real cool and act somewhat indifferent. And hey June, why'd you have to come? Why'd you have to come around so soon? I wasn't ready for all this nature. The terrible green, green grass and violent blooms of flower dresses and afternoons that make me sleepy. But we could wait a while before we push that dull turnstile into the passage. The thousands they have tread, and others sometimes fled before the turn came. Chance arrive before the passage. From the top you can see Monterey, or think about San Jose, though I know it's not that pleasant. And hey Jim, a Kerouac, a brother of the famous Jack, so he likes to say, lucky bastard. He's sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps with a girl I'm not over yet, but watching all the world go by. Boy, you're looking bad. Did I make you feel that sad? I'm honestly flattered. But if she asked me out, I'd be hers without a doubt, on that Big Dipper. Cigarettes and carrot juice, and get yourself a new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet.
is a true story too. Starts off, you fall in love. Spaghetti, what? Anyway, you fall in love, you give all you got, you try so hard, it's never enough. So you just fall apart. Hey, we gotta shut up. I'm trying to say something. Ah, fuck you.